August is almost here, but summer fun's not over. We're making reservations for Labor Day and beyond next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Become a certified good guy or gal. Get your concealed firearms permit. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Take advantage of summer and fall fun. Eugene Swalberg with Utah State Parks and Recreation makes reservations for more fun.
We have Labor Day coming up. If they haven't made their reservations yet, they might be a little bit disappointed because lots of those folks have made that early. But it's not to worry. There's still some fun places that we can steer them towards to get that taken care of, and we encourage them to look even further ahead down into either UEA or even this fall, and they get that extra boost. The kids want to make that, and families want to make that last little adventure out, and we certainly encourage that, and it's always fun. But we're in the thick of things now in the summer, and like I say, it's a little bit warm. That's okay. We can deal with that. We've got a lot of water parks, and so water parks are perfect for this hot weather. You can splash and frolic and water ski and jet ski and all those other power and paddle sport fun things to do, and that'll keep you entertained while it's warm and toasty out. For this late in the season, we're doing remarkably well. And even those parks that you think, well, there's not much water there at all. When I say that, I'm thinking down at Yuba State Park. By percentage, it's going to scare you away and you're not going to want to go there. But I was just there, Brian, just a couple of days ago. And I was out there looking, and I'm seeing some folks out there on a personal watercraft. I'm seeing a boat out there and some people skiing behind the boat and seeing someone out on a paddleboard. I'm thinking, for as little water as there's there, they're sure having a great time. So by percentage, there's not a whole lot of water in Yuba, but there's still plenty to go and recreate and have a good time on. There's still plenty of fun to be had. You know, we encourage folks. We try to keep the website up to date with the current conditions, and a lot of times we'll put percentages, but that's kind of scary. So then we encourage the park manager folks that are doing that to maybe give a description in there. Because again, a percentage doesn't tell the whole story.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.